what would impress you if you were looking at a website or indeed an online annual report? What would impress you or convince you that the company was serious about its risk management activities and about communicating it?
Well, I think the starting point is the company's attitude and appetite for risk. What is it that the company wants to do? It's clearly impossible to run a business without taking some form of risk. And so therefore the question is, at what stage do you say that's too much risk? And so therefore a statement of some sort which says, this is the kind of risk we like and this is the ones that we're going to take, is a good thing. The second thing is, who owns risk in the business? Is it the responsibility of the board? We've seen the Walker report require that the BOFIs will have a dedicated risk director. Are other companies going to follow suit? Are they going to have somebody dedicated on the board to risk? So ownership of the risk. The processes of risk are very important. How do you actually decide whether something is a risk, and how do you measure its impact on the business? How do you therefore decide whether this is a risk that's acceptable to run? And how do you then mitigate against that risk? So you've said, right, I understand this risk. Here are the things I'm putting in place to make sure that risk is going to have the lowest possible impact on the business. And then, of course, the detail of it. And we know different types of risk. We talk about environmental risk. We talk about financial risk. We talk about cash risk. We talk about all sorts of different types of risks. Every one of them has a different approach, and every one of them needs different explanations. But I think for me, one of the keys to all of this is this word that we're using now, integrated reporting. Mm. Every aspect of a company's story has risk attached to it, potentially. We talk about management. What's the risk that management isn't going to be available to us? We talk about the product lines. We talk about the whole business model. Every element of that carries risk. And so therefore, to talk about risk in a dedicated section and say, right, here's risk, let's talk about risk.
Whoa,
there it is a contradiction. Risk should, in the opinion of many, and in increasing opinion of many perhaps, be integrated throughout the report. Whenever you talk about, you know, it might start off with the chairman's statement, for example, addressing the key risks that they're taking. The challenge, of course, with risks is, how do you report enough to keep the investors interested and not enough to alert your competitors? It's a bit like sort of saying, you know, opening your shirt and saying, aim here if you do it wrong. And I think that's the difficult part.
Do you think that, I kind of see a linkage between, a growing linkage between the risk management part and the crisis management part, and about preparedness and verification that you actually have got the means to address, well, should your oil well leak, say, in a deep water, inaccessible place. So do you think people get that and get the need to bring those two parts together? Or?
I think, like all corporate reporting, there are some who are absolutely brilliant. And have thought the thing through with great enthusiasm and in great depth.
Any you'd highlight?
Typical, I suppose. There are a few who I think are perhaps helpful to look at. Some of them are financial. Old Mutual, I think, does a particularly good job. I think 3i. Again, you know, they are the kind of company you would expect to understand risk just intrinsically. Tullow Oil is another one that I would highlight as being somebody who's done a good job. So I think those across the piece, both on the annual report and on online, have done a good job. They thought it through carefully. Of course the banks do a good job, and to be fair, Barclays and the others have done a bang-up job of using graphics to help investors understand what risk means to them. Whether or not that same approach will, and you know, at least a couple of the ones I've mentioned are BOFIs, whether that will translate over to, you know, the broad sweep of companies who have done a good job on communicating that stuff, I don't know.